Jeff Shires has a lot of experience in Texas and with CDC and with NIOSH, and so he's going to go next. Thank you.
That sums it up.
Okay, good morning, everybody. So this is what my talk's about. It kind of rose from Tony Robbins having a conversation with Terry Souza a year or two ago about, you know, somebody should do something with this, and I think APHA would be a good place to talk about it. So I'm Jeff Shire. Terry Jacobs is a geography fellow who I work with, and Tony Robbins is, of course, is an editor here at the Journal of Public Health Policy. What's NIOSH has this nice little disclaimer saying that they take no responsibility for anything I say. So that's, you know, in some ways that's good. So that's one thing to kind of highlight. Another thing is that this is not like a project or anything at NIOSH. I don't know. I see former NIOSH people. Is there anybody else from NIOSH here? So not too many people in NIOSH even know about this. where I'm going with this is that as a caveat is this, since this is an occupational health and safety group, this kind of discussion that I'm presenting today is not so much about having the discussion within occupational safety and health. It's more about having the discussion with people outside of occupational safety and health. So hopefully you'll cut me a little slack. So this is a reminder, I'm not going to be getting financially wealthy anytime soon. So here's the different stuff. I know we're really short on time, so we'll just get to it. So I add this in here as a kind of starting point. One thing that comes to mind is recently I was reviewing this government document on critical infrastructure in the U.S., you know, in society, and I'm looking at it, and there's absolutely nothing on workers in there. And so that somehow all these facilities, electrical facilities, different things that are essential to society operating is somehow going to take place without workers doing it. So, you know, this is something to think about when having a discussion with people on the outside to kind of remind them of this basic fact. And also that, back to this, is a really nice thing about the County Health Rankings Program. It's a kind of way to engage with somebody to have a discussion, and so that's what some of this is about. Currently what's in the County Health Rankings Program are a couple things. It uses some measures that are included in a ranking system so the state can kind of rank counties within its state to have conversations about, you know, how to do things to have healthier communities. Relevant to work, I can find income and unemployment as a couple of indicators that are part of the rankings algorithm, and then driving on to work and long commute are additional measures. But of course, you know, in occupational safety and health, we might think that there's more to how work affects people's health than these two. But so this also is a thing to remind people on the outside, you know, work affects people's health, community's health, in a lot of ways. We have a lot of examples of conditions. We have great research to show all this stuff. I mean, one thing that's useful within this context of community-level indicators is this issue of different exposures and hazards and latency, so that people will not necessarily drop down or manifest symptoms immediately. There's a latency involved. But when it comes down to it, so who's going to do this? You know, if we want to have these measures at the county level, who's going to do it? Well, it's pretty much people like us in the room, because nobody else is going to do it. So if we want to do it, it's got to be us. Really working in partnership with people who are doing community-level indicators, because we need to create something that they can use, that they can work with, and also the communities that are interested in using these. Because a lot of these things might be used in these community health assessments that are going on all across the country. You know, if they don't have a measure, a way to include work within their community health assessment, then workers and workers' health and well-being are left out of that assessment. So, but practically speaking, you need some data to, you know, do any of this stuff. On the left side are data sources that are more readily obtainable. They're not always, you know, super easy to pull the data out, but you can generally get it. On the right side are possibly obtainable. You know, there's ways of doing county-level estimates within BRFSS. You know, if you have a single-payer system of workers' comp in your state, you know, you might be able to do it. which kind of reminds me of what's commonly done is that analyses can be done over time where you basically collapse space. Like you're kind of collapsing all of space within a state or whatever, a nation. You collapse it by space, but you differentiate it by time. Well, similarly, with space, you can collapse by time, you know, to get you enough numbers to be comfortable with producing an estimate for a county. So that's a kind of quick reminder that there are ways to overcome some of these things. Cancer registries, of course, these things are, you know, have stewards for these. So here's a couple quick examples of things we've come up with, the relationship of work and health. And I'll really kind of start off with ones that I'm a little more comfortable with. So what I mean by more readily interpretable is conceptually interpretable, not the map itself. And remember that behind every map is a data, you know, a number behind each county. So these are show that there's numbers behind here. This is basically taking the CSTE NIOSH Occupational Health Indicator number 14, which looks at high-risk industries and says, well, of these high-risk industries, what percentage of workers work in those industries relative to all workers within a county? So we can see that we can, you know, create estimates of that. Typically, what I like to do with maps is use quantiles of equal space. So the lightest color here is going to be the 0 to 25th percentile. The top is going to be from the 75th to 100 percentile. So this is working in high-risk industries using county business patterns data. This is using American Community Survey on percentage of persons employed but without health insurance. Again, this is the lightest color is the bottom 20% and the top color is the top 20% because there's five categories here. So that's, you know, kind of interesting actually. So there's those are a couple that are potentially useful. This other one, you know, we've got people working, you know, three jobs, you know, 60, 70, whatever hours a week. So how do we get at that and how that affects work? The only thing different on this one is that the bottom category here is the lowest 2.5%, and the top is the highest 2.5%, 97.5 to 100, to kind of show the differentiation. We didn't include Alaska, but Alaska has some of those highest ones. So that's kind of interesting. Some of the ones that, you know, I'm less comfortable with conceptually, but we can measure it, is percentage of employed persons with a disability. So I think on this one I'd rather have you know, number of people with a disability who are able to work, but this is percentage of total people who are employed who have a disability. Again, that's using ACS data. This is kind of complementary to some of the stuff that's already in there, but we can measure it. I mean, it's, you know, long commutes, basically, longer than the national average, and what percentage of people, workers in the county, have a commute longer than that each direction. So those are, you know, examples that we can do this with some existing data, potentially. And speaking of potentially, there's a possibility of next steps. These are the things I'd like to see happen. Like I said, it's not a project. But what I'd like to see is a nexus of scientists and practitioners coming together to advance this, figure this out, advance the conceptual frameworks of how this all works to kind of do the better job that they do in the psychosocial world of having that framework of, okay, how does this work? How does, you know, working 70 hours a week keep you, and then taking care of your kids, keep you from exercising? You know, how does that conceptually play out? Continue to work on more of these, really partner with the County Health Rankings Program to see if we can't do something about this and other indicator efforts. And, you know, get with states who are interested in using this. And frankly, you know, some of the states are the ones who have this data, and we can kind of, you know, try to make positive examples within select states of how this might be done. So a lot of people to thank for this. Different people, these geospatial partners who have supported our GIS work in the past and upon which this is built. Hovi Nguyen was an ASPH fellow who did some geography work. Terry Jacobs is a geographer, and Matt Groenwald is a fellow EPI who's worked on this before. So place can be important in context, and you know, if you want to, if you're interested in this, just contact me about this. You can also, you know, these other things that you have concerns about with total worker health or whatever, you know, there's nobody else from NIOSH here. And, yeah, apparently I'm NIOSH. But, you know, contact me and I can send it on to other people, you know, because it's important that they hear what you have to say. And I might it's better to get it in your words than my words, because I might botch it and they don't necessarily listen to me anyways. So that's it.